Time now to focus on the community, brought to you by First Federal Bank in Washington. Our guest today, it's two-part, actually, as we visited Washington High School with one of the teachers and the guidance department about some events that are important to students here at Washington High School. Our first guest this morning is Matt Riney, math teacher and also a new class that he is heading up here at Washington High School. It's all about STEM in this day and age. Matt, first off, thanks for talking with us. Good morning.
Well, thanks, Dwayne.
Now, tell us a little bit about STEM for those not familiar with it. What is STEM?
Okay, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And it's the big push to get kids more involved in the sciences, you know, math and everything, so on, to be able to designing projects, aspects, and just really make, you know, our nation better go forward with that progress right there.
Well, again, it's all you hear about when it comes to education today, STEM, STEM, STEM. And Washington High School, of course, is very proactive when it comes to STEM training and getting these students ready to head out into the workplace or onto college. One of those classes that is now being offered is one that you're really proud of, and it's just taken off. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Okay, so this year we were able to offer for the first time at Washington a computer science course. We call it Computer Science Essentials. And what this is an introduction to coding for the kids. We do a lot of different projects. So far this year, we have worked on app creation and app design. By the end of the unit, the kids designed their own apps from scratch that they're able to download and take out to the world. We've also done some robotics with self-driving vehicles, okay, teaching the robots how to drive themselves, you know, when to turn, when to stop, and everything, and so on. And that's been really exciting.
Well, I know you recently did a presentation in front of the school board, and I was on hand for that meeting, and it was very impressive. The look in the students' eyes, you know, let's face it, the days of opening a textbook and reading chapter one and then taking notes, those days in education are pretty much long gone. It's all about the hands-on stuff.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, you don't think of coding that way a lot, but coding is hands-on, very much so. A lot of what we do is trial and error, and the kids talked about that at the school board meeting. They would code something and see if it would work and it wouldn't work, and if it didn't work, they would just keep on messing with it until they did.
And, you know, with apps today, it seems like everything comes with an app. So for those to have this experience and be able to create apps, you know, if they would someday come up with the right app, they could just like that, snap the fingers, be millionaires.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I tell the kids that, too. And you don't need to be computer scientists to just code. Coding is in everything, whether you're a librarian or a teacher, you know. Coding is everywhere right there. So, just to reemphasize that, again, the kids came in this year with nothing, and they left with an app they created themselves. They came up with the project, they did it themselves, and they left with it. They actually argued for more time to work on it, but we kind of had to just move on to the robotics, which they've enjoyed too. But it's been a lot of fun.
It really has to be. And to see the, you know, the look in their eyes, to see that they're getting something out of this. You know, they're learning. It's a learning experience. It's hands-on, and they're taking something with them. Now, this class is only going to continue to grow from here. Is that right?
Oh, yes, definitely. We had, for this year, we opened it up to just three grades, and we had close to 50 sign up, but we could only offer one class period for it. But hopefully next year we can grow it and have more periods and so on, and we're adding a second level. We just got awarded a cybersecurity grant, so we're adding a class that just focuses solely on cybersecurity, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Boy, I tell you what, that's in the news a lot. It seems like every day somebody else is getting hacked, whether it's a store, a retail store, that their credit card machine got hacked or whatever. Cybersecurity is becoming more and more important in today's society. So once again, here's high school students who can, kind of jump start and get the feet wet on doing some of this.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like just like you said, Dwayne, you know, cybersecurity, whether it's, you know, our national defense or whether it's, you know, affecting your personal assets right there, you know, banking, you know, a lot of cybersecurity right there, you know, developing the defensive structure and everything. So I'm just really looking forward to it, to delve into that curriculum and get it in the hands of the kids and just see what they can do with it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, these classes now, you talk about a grant because it does take funding to get the proper equipment, and these grants are out there. How do they go about that process?
Mr. Frank, the assistant superintendent, does a lot of it, and he applies for grants, whether it's through the state of Indiana or through Project Lead the Way or through some other third party. I know what I did to kind of help out to supplement that, I applied for a grant through our local KFC, and they gave it to us and everything. And with that, I was able to buy so many things for the kids to help them out, you know, learning throughout our computer science classes. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I tell you again that this is the future, guys. We're talking about the future when it comes to education, STEM, you know, technology, science, math, all putting it together and bringing it to the classroom. I mean, even in your day-to-day math classes, again, the textbooks are a thing of the past. We're looking at these laptop computers that they do all their homework on and then turn it in electronically.
Oh, yeah. And there isn't a physical textbook for this class. It's all online, you know. So just like what you said right there, we're still having to work on following instructions. You know, they still have to read through it and everything and so on and get help from there. But yeah, there's no physical textbook. It's all online. You know, they're just doing everything right there at the computer or the robot. You know, the robot's really great because that puts it takes the coding off the screen and kind of puts it in the hands of the students right there. And they can see actually what they're coding, whether it turns left or right or goes forward or backwards. So, you know, just talking about it, it's just a lot of fun. And the kids have had a lot of fun with it.
So, looking forward, we're talking to Matt Riney from Washington High School, one of the teachers here, and the new computer science class that has been added to the curriculum at Washington. Matt, looking forward as we are now well into the second part of the school year, what are some of the future plans for, and then how about growth for this program at Washington?
Okay, so like I said earlier, we had a lot of kids sign up for this class and limited spots for it. So future plans are to be able to offer more slots, more classes for the kids to take. We already have our first year class. We've worked on that this year. Our second year class, which we talked about cybersecurity, is going to be next year. And then there's two more classes. It's called Computer Science Principles. And then the last one would be Computer Science A. And what's interesting about those, they're very hands-on, too, and the kids will learn a lot from them, but they also have an AP test that go along with each of those classes. So we have the possibility to have two AP computer science classes where the kids can earn college credit for those. And I'm really, really interested in bringing that here to Washington.
That's great. Again, any way to get a jump start on getting the credits for college, I know Washington is proud to offer several different programs that do that here at the school as well. So this is one that we look forward to in the future, no doubt about it. As far as your training goes, Matt, learning more about this, I know you're a math teacher by trade. Did you have to take some special training?
Oh, yeah. I took some special training over the summers through Project Lead the Way. It's pretty much a crash course. You do the entire year's worth of material in 2 weeks. So it's very intense, but it's also enjoyable for me. You know, coding's been a hobby of mine on the side. And even whenever I went to college, I took a lot of computer programming classes. So I have a lot of prior knowledge about this as well. So very interested in it.
And you know, as we look to the future, there's absolutely nothing in this day and age that doesn't in some way or form involve a computer. So anything, you know, I tell my son who's a sophomore this year, anything you can learn dealing with computers, take it, absorb it, because it is it's always going to be there, and it's only going to continue to get better as we progress through the years.
Yeah, and I have a great story that I tell the kids, and I think I've almost told them too many times, but like I said earlier, I know of a friend of mine who's a librarian in St. Louis, and she taught herself how to code using JavaScript, and she put it on her resume. And whenever she applied for jobs, and again, this is as a librarian, they saw that she could code, And they added about $6,000 to her starting salary just because she had that skill set, could help them out with their webpage. You know, so anything, you know, coding is everywhere. So this is a great skill to have for our kids. Really excited to bring that.
It is, and again, it's available now at Washington High School. So we're talking juniors and seniors, was that right?
Okay, so this year we opened it up to sophomores, juniors, and seniors, but next year it's going to be open to all classes. So, you know, just starting it out, we started small. But again, through three grades, we have 50 kids sign up, so who knows how many will sign up next year for four grades, too. So I'm just really excited to see where the program goes.
It is an exciting thing. Again, brand new at Washington High School. Before we let you go, do you know of any other schools that are offering it in our area?
In our area, no. I haven't seen any. We have a big online forum that I have through Project Lead the Way with teachers all over the country where we help each other out and everything. But the closest that I found to me is Bloomington, that I can really talk to with another teacher that's really teaching this class. So that's all I found.
Matt Riney, again, is the teacher of the new computer science class here at Washington High School. Big things going on with this program, and students are really getting hands-on learning about computers, the ins and the outs, the coding. It is a great thing that is available now here at Washington High School, and is only going to grow from here as we continue to focus on STEM and to get the students ready for the workplace after high school and onto the college level. Well, Matt, thanks for sharing the story with us this morning on Focus on the Community. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Focus on the Community continues this morning as we head down now to the counseling office at Washington High School and talk to Tony Barner, Director of Counseling for seniors and freshmen here at Washington. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Dwayne.
Now, it's second half of the school year, and we're well into it now after the Christmas break. Things are going to start to move real quickly. And today we kind of want to talk to those seniors a little bit and the senior parents. Scholarship time, it's now more important than ever to start to get the ball rolling when it comes to scholarship applications.
Yes, Dwayne. Scholarships are, you know, a big part of what parents are interested in. Obviously, it's a great way to help pay for college. And it's a big part of what we do here in this office as well, is kind of organizing these scholarships, the ones that we know of, the local ones anyway, and getting those out to the parents. Kelly, the guidance secretary, Kelly Durnell, does a great job of organizing a lot of this for us. And we work with it all year long. Each month, we put out a scholarship sheet, if you will, and that gets emailed home as well, where all of the scholarships that have come in during that month are placed on that sheet and then sent out. So each month, there are brand new scholarships that go with that. Right now, we have the Davis Community Foundation scholarships available. The deadline on those is actually January 23rd, so that deadline's coming up pretty quick. And the Community Foundation's done a great job over the years of getting some scholarships organized, put together through donations, through different funds. And students have about 20 different scholarships to pick from out of that. Not every scholarship applies to every student, but still there's a good variety there, a good array of scholarships. And those are ones that can add up to thousands of dollars for students.
Well, let's face it, in today's, with college today, and I hate to say this, not bashing colleges per se, but they've almost priced themselves out of the business. More and more are going straight into the workplace as the cost of going to college just continues to rise.
Well, yes, you are correct. It is continually changing. The cost of going to college now compared to, say, 20, 25 years ago for families is a lot higher. And so it's so important. If that's the path you're choosing to go to a two-year or four-year college, it's really wise to seek out all the possible ways you can do to help augment the finances of that. I talk to a lot of parents in here, a lot of students about going to college. It's really become more of a consumer-minded affair than it was years and years ago. You know, a number of years ago, kid wanted to go to college. A lot of parents felt like, hey, let's let them go to college. But now, the finances are a huge part of that process, and getting the best bang for your buck, the best education for your money, whether you start out at maybe at Ivy Tech or a Vincennes University to defray some of those early costs, that's a great option. A lot of parents are choosing, and you know, there's just a lot that goes into this process now, really compared to a number of years ago. And like I said, these scholarships that we're talking about a little bit today are a great way to help that. I'll be honest, you know, we're graduating about around 180 students this year. We have a handful of, you know, a number of students fill out scholarships. There are a handful that are really gung-ho about it and really do a great job, organize themselves. And most of those students really reap the rewards of that. They see a benefit. They see some scholarships come their way because of that work and hard work.
It takes it, again, and it takes getting on the ball early because these scholarships, as you mentioned, are available pretty much throughout the entire school year. But now, as we get closer and closer to crunch time and the school year just flying by, it's important that you tell your senior, if you're a parent listening this morning, hey, did you check the guidance office? What scholarships are available this week? Because let's face it, students do not want to jump into the workforce, into the world today, into society with a thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of debt and college loans that they have to pay back.
Well, unfortunately, we do see a lot of that. And you're right. A failure to plan early and think about what you're doing when it comes to college can result in a lot of big student loans down the road. And you're right. When you graduate from college, the last thing you want is to be burdened down with, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in loans, and that is a bad thing. I always talk to my kids. You talked about how things are heating up, and you're exactly right. The year starts out a little bit slow with the scholarships, but once December, January, February, March hits, it really starts to pick up. And I try to preach to the students. It's hard to do, and it takes some discipline, but, you know, I tell them, don't let the due date be what drives you. You know, do things when you can. When something becomes eligible or comes available, take advantage of it then, because if you wait till all the due dates, eventually that'll catch up with you. And for seniors, especially in the springtime, it is a busy, busy time. You know, we think it should be a great part of their life, the senior second semester, and it is a great part, but it's also very busy. You know, students are dealing with college issues, scholarship issues, plus they're just their graduation issues. They have to finish out strong with their current grades, make sure they get those grades up where they need to be to graduate. You know, and hey, you have prom, you have spring break, you got a lot of things going on in the spring. So it's wise, like you said, to get on things as early as you can, be organized, and get those applications out as soon as you can.
And as far as the process goes, Tony, some of them may be quite simple, maybe just a matter of applying. Some of them you may have to do a full resume type application process, right?
Yeah, that varies from scholarship to scholarship. It's really changed over the years. You know, I'm old enough now to remember when they were all paper applications. Now all of them are online. But students do have to sometimes get recommendation letters from teachers or counselors or, you know, business people. And that takes a little bit of planning. You know, it's always a good idea for students to come up with a brag sheet, some information about themselves when they ask someone to do a recommendation letter. That kind of helps the reviewer, recommender, you know, have a little bit more information. But like you said, sometimes you need a resume. Sometimes they have essays that you must write. And actually, some of our English teachers kind of incorporate for our seniors some of their lessons during the year, some of the possible essay-type things the student might need to write. Kind of helps them out a little bit to get an idea what that's all about. But, yeah, there's a lot of planning, a lot of things that go into that. And like we've talked about already today, the more organized you are, the quicker you get on it, the better off you're going to be.
And there are some scholarships. I know the one that everybody knows about immediately. All you got to do is say the word is Lilly, which absolutely will cover everything in an Indiana school. And I think every parent, including you and I, every parent's dream is to get that announcement that your son or daughter just got the Lilly scholarship, right?
Oh, yeah. The Lilly is, in all counties in Indiana, you know, everyone knows about the Lilly scholarship, and it's a fantastic scholarship to get, that's for sure. Unfortunately, only one kid in a county, you know, depending on the size of the schools in the county, but here in Davis County, it's one student can win that. That scholarship is it's really unique. It takes a lot of qualities into consideration, not only grades and scores on tests, but really they look into leadership and service here in Davis County as a part of that. And really, we've had a lot of qualified, really good winners over the years from all the schools, from all around Davis County. But yeah, that is the one people talk about. But I can't urge it enough that, you know, there are a number of good scholarships out there, you know, dozens of scholarships that people can apply for, or at least that are out there where, you know, your student may or may not be eligible for each one of them. But there are a lot of good scholarships, and don't get me wrong, $500, $1,000 here, that can add up pretty quickly.
It really can. And, well, with the students now, it's let's face it, you know, good grades are always a big part of that as well.
Oh, yeah. And that's something we talk about when they come in as freshmen, that, you know, the harder you work during high school, the better grades that you make and the more you get involved here in the school, all of those things just add up to greater opportunities down the road to win a scholarship possibly, or to get a scholarship straight from the college possibly. You know, everything you do builds that kind of resume over 4 years. And, you know, unfortunately, when they're freshmen, it's hard to think about that, but it is true. Everything that you do up along the way kind of builds that and gives you that better opportunity down the road. In addition, I do want to say this to the scholarships we have here at the high school that we talk about. When you do apply to a university, all universities have their own scholarships as well. And it's always wise to either read up about it on the website or speak with an admissions counselor and ask them about what possible scholarships they could be eligible for at the university level. That's also wise to do.
There's a lot of money out there, guys. And again, it comes in the form of scholarships. And as Tony and I speak, parents of high school students as well, we know how important it is. Tony is here. He's in the guidance office. That's a big part of his main job here, is to make sure those seniors get the scholarship opportunities, get them taken care of. So feel free to use your office as a source, right?
Anytime. Yes. You can call here at the high school. I think everybody in the county has my email, so that's no problem. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me. But I'm willing to talk with any parent and at least kind of help them, you know, with anything that I know. I can help out and do that.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much. Great information this morning here on Focus on the Community. Again, parents, especially those parents of seniors, talk to your students now about the excellent scholarship opportunities that are available through all of the county schools, for that matter, but here at Washington High School as well. Focus on the Community today has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can get a download of today's broadcast by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend as we focus on the community.